The Food and Drug Administration has given a factory in Lansing, Michigan, approval to resume distributing the anthrax vaccine. The factory, owned by BioPort Corporation, is the country's only source of the vaccine. It was forced to stop production in 1998 because of quality problems. Quinn Kleinfelter is at member station WDET in Detroit. FDA approval's taken a long time. What's been the problem?
Well, the factory has in essence been shut down for the past 2 years because BioPort could not guarantee that the vaccine they would produce would be either pure or sterile. That's despite millions of dollars that the Defense Department has poured into renovations at the facility, and also millions more that the Defense Department has put to keep BioPort afloat per month. But finally, the Defense Department hired an outside firm from Spokane, Washington, to actually put the vaccine into vials and fill it. And that apparently, that process is pure and sterile. It meets the FDA standards, and now both the Spokane facility and BioPort have been approved.
Does that mean there'll be plenty of vaccine right away?
Well, they can start shipping it immediately, according to the FDA, and BioPort has been gearing up to try to produce it as quickly as they were able to do so once they got final approval. However, how much actually will be out is a question. Back in 1999, BioPort doubled the price they charged the Defense Department per dose, and also cut in half the amount of supply that they could promise to provide. That amounts to about 4.5 million doses that they will put out eventually. But at the moment, FDA has approved only about 500,000 doses that went through the Spokane facility. There was several other million doses, actually, BioPort produced at risk, hoping that FDA would approve them. And unfortunately for BioPort, the FDA has not approved those at-risk doses.
Where's the vaccine going? Who's going to get it?
Well, federal health officials, Tommy Thompson at the Health and Human Services Department, have said that civilians would be allowed to get the vaccine if there was an attack, an actual anthrax event. But they also warn that it is an investigative experimental drug, that it can cause bad reactions in the very young, the very old, and in some pregnant women. So they say that they do not want to give it to all civilians, and in fact, BioPort says that at least initially, they will provide it only to their sole customer, which is the Pentagon. The military supply has dwindled rapidly, while BioPort has been struggling to try to meet the federal standards. And the inoculations that were being given to military troops have almost ceased, while BioPort's tried to get their act together with FDA.
And all those problems BioPort's had in the past, those are all fixed now?
Well, the Food and Drug Administration says that they have been. They said that if BioPort didn't meet their current standards, they wouldn't have approved the facility.
Was the FDA under pressure to approve this factory? There's been a lot of interest in the vaccine with the letters from anthrax spores started showing up in the mail.
Well, sources in both some of the National Security Committees in Congress and at the FDA say no. They say it was a happy coincidence that the timing has worked the way that it has. There's no doubt, however, that the letters containing anthrax that were sent to Capitol Hill have caused a sense of urgency, certainly among many of these officials. FDA officials say they had vacations scheduled over the holidays that they put off primarily because they wanted to cross all the T's and dot all the I's on the application for BioPort because they felt that this product was that important to get out to the military. FDA says that they were not pressured to put this out. On the other hand, one can't help but wonder what would have happened for the approval process if there had not been any anthrax-tainted letters that arrived at Senator Daschle's office.
Quinn Kleinfelter, member station WDET in Detroit.